JJ, what did officials see?
There were several incidents nationwide. One of them included a video that was put out, a disinformation video, a fake video that included the FBI's insignia. It was a fabricated news clip purporting to be a terrorist warning issued by the FBI. And this was circulating in Georgia. And there are a number of others like this that were circulating that basically talked about things that didn't happen. But the terrorist warning got a lot of attention, in part because this was something that was similar to something that these disinformation operators did back in 2013. And this was a situation where they actually went through the trouble of simulating an actual response to a terror attack. And this clearly was something they pulled off the shelf and thought would be useful in this case.
All right. What kind of impact did this have on the election?
We won't know what kind of impact it had because that kind of thing, you just can't measure it. This was a disinformation attempt, and it got out into the public, and it most likely got out into social media. There was traditional media coverage of it. We covered it, and there were several networks that were actually the focal points of this effort as well. In fact, they created these fake news images trying to basically recreate what one might see on CNN or CBS. So we're not sure what kind of impact this has, because that's the thing about disinformation that makes it so successful, is because it can penetrate the population without any measurable evidence.
What can Americans learn from this situation now?
The clear lesson for Americans, at least those that are educated about disinformation and about these kinds of attacks, is that they shouldn't trust everything that they see on the internet and even everything they see on television. And of course, you know, there are reputable news sites that you can go to on the internet, including ours. But now these actors are starting to replicate or try to replicate these news sources. So the thing that Americans can learn from this situation is that it is absolutely important to double check your information.
Was Russia alone in these exploits?
No, they were not alone in these exploits. And yes, these are Russian exploits that we've been talking about. But according to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, they said that there were several actors involved in this kind of activity over the past few weeks. And China and Iran have been pretty active as well. So it wasn't just a Russian exploit or Russian operation. This is something that other nation states have gotten involved in, and even actors that aren't affiliated with nation states. Using AI, they can get into the game too. And they make it all the more difficult to detect and to act on, because these small players, it can be anybody from 1 to 2 people to 100,000 people involved in this kind of thing.
And how are authorities preparing to fight this kind of thing from now on?
There are several things that they're doing to deal with this. One, there's intelligence, sharing intelligence between the FBI, DHS, of course, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and all the other U.S. government partners. And where it's necessary and useful, they can share this intelligence and gather intelligence from their overseas international partners. That's one thing. The second thing is continuing to do this work, whether there's an election or not, continuing a constant vigilance of this kind of activity, seeing who the players are, keeping a constant or persistent eye on them, and understanding how they're changing their tactics as time plays out. And the third thing is, I think, what they've been doing. They have been very transparent about what's been going on, at least in the days up until the election, by coming out and saying, hey, to the media, we want to tell you about this. We want to show you this so you can share it with your audience. That transparency, in addition to practicing lessons learned and essentially engaging in intelligence sharing, I think are the three things that are very important and most useful to them.